Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on the obligation of fasting in the month of Ramadan and explanation of the virtues of fasting and whatever is related to it. Today's hadith that we'll do, we'll notice that the hadith makes reference, as we explained before, muhaddithin, the style is that even if one juz, one part of that hadith relates to the topic, relates to the chapter that they're discussing, then they'll bring that hadith also. So we'll see that the hadith may include many, many different aspects, but even if one part of the hadith makes reference to the chapter that they're doing, sometimes muhaddithin, they include the hadith under the chapter. So sometimes you'll find, like in today's hadith, we'll come across speaking about fasting in general, although here the chapter is doing as far as fasting in the month of Ramadan is concerned, but Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought a hadith that explains the reward of fasting in general, because fasting in general will automatically be incorporated in fasting in the month of Ramadan. If fasting out of the month of Ramadan is so great, then one can imagine what fasting in the month of Ramadan will be when now it is faraz. When it is nafil, there's so much of reward for it. When it is faraz, how much more reward there will be for it. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من أنفق زوجين في سبيل الله نودي من أبواب الجنة يا عبد الله هذا خير فمن كان من أهل الصلاة دعي من باب الصلاة ومن كان من أهل الجهاد دعي من باب الجهاد ومن كان من أهل الصيام دعي من باب الريان ومن كان من أهل الصدقة دعي من باب الصدقة قال أبو بكر رضي الله عنه بأبي أنت وأمي يا رسول الله ما على من دعي من تلك الأبواب من ضرورة فهل يدعى أحد من تلك الأبواب كلها فقال نعم وأرجو أن تكون منهم متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said one who spends a pair in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be called from the doors of Jannah. One who spends a pair in the path of Allah. Pair means two. Doesn't mean the fruit pair, but it means two. Zawjaini means a pair of something. Ulama explained it can mean giving two horses, giving two slaves, two camels, etc. Some ulama suggest that it refers to giving a male and a female, because from there you'll get offspring that may cause one to receive perpetual rewards in sadaqah by a person giving like this. So where it refers to giving a pair, other ulama explains a pair of clothes also. In other words, an upper garment, a lower garment, that is a pair of clothes. A person is giving it out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this part of the hadith, he says, one who spends a pair in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be summoned, will be called from the doors of Jannah. O servant of Allah, this door is much better for you. Imagine a person going into Jannah and there's different doors. Can picture a massive masjid or like the Haram Sharif, there's different entrances to go. Which door? This is the first time we are going through this door. This is the first time we are entering this beautiful place. Which door should we enter from? So it will be made easy. Allah Ta'ala make it easy. We should all make dua. Allah Ta'ala makes it such for us. So a person who was habitual of spending, a person who would spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so a person that spends a pair of either clothing or animals, etc., in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be called from the doors of paradise. O servant of Allah, this door is much better for you. So this is the door that you should be entered from. No need for any navigation system or any type of garment system. Here a call will be made to a person that this is the door that you should be entering from. And then the hadith goes on to say, one who was regular with his salah will be called from the door of salah. In other words, this is the door that you should be entering from. One who was regular with jihad will be called from the door of jihad. One who was regular with fasting will be called from the door of ar-rayyan. And this one part of the hadith got to do with fasting. You see, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this whole hadith under this chapter. So this part of the hadith, one who was regular with fasting will be called from the door of rayyan. This word rayyan in Arabic literally means to be quenched or satiated. When a person is very, very thirsty and then he drinks water, for example, he drinks water nicely and now he gets satiated, This is what Riyan is referring to. So how does this Riyan, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not just say that that person that was regular with fasting will be called from the door of fasting. He said will be called from the door of Riyan. So ulama explained, it is significant that the door was not called fasting, but it was called the door of satiation. Why? Because this indicates that one who endured thirst in the world due to fasting will never ever experience thirst in the year after. Never ever again he'll experience, because this is the door of satiation. Now once you go through the door of satiation, the door of Riyan, can a person ever feel thirsty again? So there's no question of feeling thirsty. He's already passed the door of satiation and going into Jannah. So one of the hikmats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam using this word Riyan, that one who was regular with fasting will be called from the door of Riyan. The hadith goes on to say, one who was regular with sadaqah will be called from the door of sadaqah. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed for you. This was the love that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He could have just asked his question. He had a question to ask. He could have just simply asked that this is my question. But this was that love that he had, that when he addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said these words. So qala Abu Bakrin bi abi anta wa ummi ya Rasulullah. So first he mentioned these words, that may my parents be sacrificed for you. In other words, so much of love he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that love also expressed itself in the way he spoke to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed for you. One who is called from any of these doors will have no further need, but will anyone be called from all these doors? In other words, there's no need for a person to be called from all the doors, but will there be any person that will be so fortunate that all the doors are calling him, the doors of sadaqah, the doors of salah, the doors of jihad, the doors of fasting, the doors of a person spending a pay in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Will there be any such person like that, where all the doors of Jannah are telling him, enter from me, enter from here, this is where you should be entering from. Will there be any person like that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes, and I hope that you will be amongst them. Rasulullah told Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu that I hope you will be among them. Ulama explained that words Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used, that I hope, here in itself is a fact that inshallah Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu will be from these people. So it will, Allah Ta'ala will make it like that if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used these type of words, that I hope that you will be from amongst them. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, it shows us his martaba, it shows us his rank, his high category, the high sight he enjoyed in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore you find people that make statements against Sahaba and against Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, etc. Should be very, very careful. Look at the love and muhabbat they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in what status Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held these great people. A person who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that I am hopeful that you will be from amongst those who all the doors of Jannah will be calling. How can we ever disgrace and disregard like what the Shias today do? They say that they speak out against Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So we should be very, very careful. Someone who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held in such high regard, someone who Allah ta'ala held in such high regard, who are we to disgrace them and disregard them? It's actually an honor for us that Allah Ta'ala is giving us that sharaf and honor, that we have got some chance to show some respect and some honor to the people that honored Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of practicing. May Allah give us the tawfiq of bringing all these good actions in our life, so we also can be of those fortunate ones where all these different doors of Jannah call for us. It's not impossible. A person who makes niyat, a person who tries, Allah Ta'ala will make it possible, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.